I mean, this is not to be underestimated or forgotten about, because when this was introduced a number of months ago, you know, we all flagged up the concerns that it would bring, and bring in particular, as you said, to rural Donegal businesses. I mean, we're just 6 months trading. So, I mean, the government's argument on this is that, you know, people have been able to avail of this for a period of time, which has worked because it has stimulated tourism in Ireland as a whole. But we're very different from central Dublin. The fact that we are rural, you know, we have to increase this VAT by 20 or 50% on both our bedrooms and in our food operation. And for us, we're trying to bring a community with us. You know, we reopened a hotel that was closed for almost 11 years. We've created 40 plus jobs. And this seems to be our reward from government, you know, rather than giving us an incentive in some way. So it's going to make trading seriously difficult, because we cannot get the room prices that Dublin get on average of 230. Most Donegal hotels close through the winter season. There's a reason for that, because, you know, the tourism, 49% of it does not come past Galway, related to the Wild Atlantic Way. So that gives us a number of challenges that central Dublin does not have. So this should not have been a blanket national approach.
The government don't seem to be willing to roll back on this decision, though, at least in the short term. What kind of effects do you foresee it having in rural Donegal? Do you foresee some restaurants or hotels even closing because of this?
There will be a 100% guarantee that restaurants will close and jobs will be lost. But the government may not be paying attention to this, but when these numbers are collated, when they're pulled together, because we're all involved in a number of sort of national umbrellas like the Restaurant Association of Ireland, and, you know, when this starts to take effect, when it starts to happen, when it gets highlighted, you know, it will have to be reversed, because the pressure will have to continue from people like myself, who are owner-operators and a chef, from other operators across Donegal, from tourism bodies, because this is not going to work. And there's still anger amongst this industry, amongst the tourism industry right now, that this is coming in next Tuesday. But, you know, the work that we've done in the background is to make sure that, you know, we can adapt, change. I've had to basically bin my entire strategy, start with a new one, because I've had a 50% increase. You don't get a 50% increase on flour, butter and ingredients that you're going to use. That would never happen, because if it did happen, it would put you out of business. And that's potentially what could happen to a lot of establishments here. So we've had to be very, very creative to try and rethink of other tourism-based products and incentives that continue to attract people to rural Donegal rather than choosing the cities across Ireland.